You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. For many people, living with sight loss or having a disability can be incredibly lonely or isolating. How do you reach out to a community of people in a similar situation to yourself? Well, for Sally Darby, the answer was create your own. Mums Like Us is a network for disabled mums based primarily in the West Midlands, which gives people the chance to connect with others who understand what it's like to raise kids while also living with a visual impairment or a disability. And the group has evolved now to also have its own blog and website. Founder Sally Darby joins me now. Sally, a real pleasure to speak to you today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to talk to you too.
Now, before we discuss Mums Like Us, tell us a little bit about your own sight loss and the disabilities that you have, which made you want to create this community.
2008 was the point at which I lost my sight really suddenly, literally overnight. So I'm registered as severely visually impaired. And at the time, I went through lots and lots of different tests to try and figure out what it was. And there wasn't really any clear explanation. And then a couple of years later, I was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis, and since then it's been fairly agreed that that's the cause for my sight loss. And then I've developed other symptoms associated with MS, such as mobility difficulties. I use a stick, occasionally a mobility scooter. I have, you know, balance issues and other conditions, other symptoms associated with MS. And I've also got two kids, which is the reason why Mums Like Us came to exist.
It's interesting as well, because a lot of people talk about their sight loss journey, but one of the things that people don't have a tendency to discuss is that period of time where you aren't being told an actual diagnosis of why you're losing your sight. And for many people, this is something that comes up where doctors can't actually put a finger on it. What was the period where you actually lost your sight so severely and to the point where they drilled MS as being the cause? What was that period like for you?
At first, I was really scared. The reason being because at first I made that really stupid mistake of saying, asking my consultant what the worst case scenario was. And the worst case scenario was a brain tumor, which I shouldn't have asked, but once you know it, you can't unhear it. And so I was really scared for a period of a couple of weeks until I got results that concluded that I didn't have a brain tumor, thankfully. And then there was no explanation, really. They did lots of tests, but they couldn't work it out. And so I was just hoping it didn't get worse. And actually, it didn't get worse. It was optic neuritis was the basic cause. So there was nothing I could do about it, but it seemed stable. And then very gradually, I got used to it. And now, I don't know, I'm sure that all of your listeners will understand. You get to a point where you just, I can't actually remember what it's like to be in a different position with regards to my vision. That's not to say it's easy. Of course, it's not. And you know, it's taken a long time to get used to it. But I think I am pretty used to it now.
And another added pressure onto you with that is, as you've mentioned, you're raising kids as well. What was it like going through this while also raising kids?
I mean, I didn't have either of my children until after I'd had the MS diagnosis. So it was further down the line. I had my first in 2013, beginning of 2013. So I was 3 years into the MS diagnosis. And so I sort of was further along still with the visual impairment. But it was, incredibly isolating. Incredibly isolating. I didn't really... I felt very judged, and I don't know how much of that was coming from my own insecurities or how much of that was actually coming from wider society, but I felt like because I didn't have anyone else to talk to who was in a similar position to myself, I did feel really, alone with it. And it wasn't really until I started Mums Like Us in 2016 that I started to realise that there were lots of people going through the same kind of thing, and almost everybody cites feelings of feeling isolated and feeling judged.
Well, I mean, that brings us to it, doesn't it? Mums Like Us began as a Facebook group. Now, how did it come about that you were going to start this adventure on Facebook?
So what it was that I went to the Women of the World Festival in London in April of that year, and they were I went to a session run by Sisters of Frida, who are a disabled women's collective, and they were talking about disability and activism and these things. And a number of them had spoken in the panel about their experiences as mothers, and I asked a question of them, which was to ask if there was anything that they knew of that was out there for disabled mothers. And the response seemed to be that there had been, but that they're due to austerity, there'd been government funding cuts, and there wasn't really anything at the moment. And I was so disappointed, because I really thought there, I was like, these are my people, these people will know, and they will be able to point me in the right direction. But they just didn't seem to be able to offer me anything. And I thought, I can either go home and carry on moaning about this for the rest of my life, or I can try and do something about it. And so that was when I made the Facebook group. And yeah, I kind of thought, well, if I get 10 members, you know, if it makes some slow progress, then that'll be great. And it'll be just somewhere nice to have a little community. And it's grown well. I haven't checked very recently, but it's definitely over 500. And they're all over the place and bring with them a real wide variety of experiences. But also there are common threads, like I mentioned before, running through their experiences of isolation, of feeling judged, but also of feeling like the world just isn't set up, and particularly the world of mainstream parenting just isn't set up for parents with disabilities at all.
There is so many threads on the Mums Like Us Facebook group, but what are some of the main issues that the community have faced together?
A lot of the advice that people give each other is practical, because, for example, like, it's things that the wider society don't think about. And in a way, why would you? Because until you're in that situation, you're not dealing with those issues. So things like how you're going to carry your baby up and down the stairs if you've got balance issues, you need both arms to get yourself up and down the stairs, how you're going to push your baby in a pushchair if you're in a wheelchair, how you can reach to get your kid into a cot if you're in a chair or if you've got mobility issues. So there's so many different things like that. And just the practical guidance that people are giving each other is really supportive. So there's a lot of that. A lot of people have quite a lot of fear around asking for advice, because they don't want to, and I can completely relate to this, they don't want to be seen as not coping. Because as a mother and as a parent in general, you want to portray that you are doing your job as best as we can. Well, we all know that everybody, whether or not they have a disability or a sensory impairment, struggles at times looking after kids. It's not easy. But rightly or wrongly, I think if we have disabilities, we feel less like we are able to ask for help and support from other people. So what Mums Like Us does is it provides the perfect environment for those people to ask advice of each other without fear of them going, oh, well, you're clearly not coping if you can't do that or that or whatever. And so practical advice is a really important thing.
There's something quite beautiful about the anonymity almost of it as well, because it's a social media profile effectively who is joining the group. It's not necessarily someone that you know in real life. And as you say, sometimes opening up about those issues of motherhood and of your disability or your sight loss, but the anonymity of being able to talk in a social media group must be really beneficial for people.
Absolutely. And sometimes there are some really personal experiences and really intimate experiences that people have gone through. You know, like there's lots of mums on there who've experienced the breakdown of marriage or relationships and have ended up as single mums, or lots of people that have had such varying experiences. But there's enough people on there now that they can always find somebody who is able to support them. And there's also threads within it of, because obviously disability is such a enormously wide-ranging part of society, but there's enough people on there now that if somebody says, oh, I've got a three-year-old and I've got spina bifida, there is likely to be someone else on there that has spina bifida and has a child of a similar age, and so can advise and support that person. And I think that's a really nice thing that's sort of coming through as the group gets bigger as well. So yeah, there is anonymity, but there's also, I know that quite a lot of them are sort of personal Facebook friends as well, and so people are forming relationships within the group.
It's absolutely incredible. And of course, Mums Like Us has evolved and now also has its own website featuring blogs, interviews, and even a list of helpful products, I noticed. What has it meant for you to open up Mums Like Us to the whole world?
I've really enjoyed doing it. I've really enjoyed it because the more that the group evolved, I began to think, and I kept seeing this thing about people feeling judged and people feeling like other people didn't understand them and they felt isolated. I started to think, well, actually, this isn't just about us. We need to open this up with wider society so that the rest of the parenting community starts to realize that disabled parents are there. They're doing a really good job. They might need a little bit of extra support or different adaptations, but there's no reason why disabled people can't parent. And I think that that needs to be part of the more mainstream parenting community, if you like. So the website, yeah, I suppose, is still aimed towards disabled parents, and certainly the product list, for example, does do that. But I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm trying to just open this conversation up with the mainstream parenting. So I've done lots of blogs for the Insta mums, trying to get people thinking about disabled parents and what's going on, and just bringing us in, really, so that we don't feel like this little side section of the parenting community, but rather included within it. So yeah, the website and the bringing of the group into that side of things has been really, really positive, and I've loved it. I've really enjoyed it. I've been able to do lots of things where I've been able to talk about it, and it's something I'm really passionate about, so it's been excellent.
It is incredible, Sally, and I really appreciate the fact that you noticed there wasn't a community there, so decided to create it. And I love the fact that it is developing and evolving all the time. Now, if our listeners would like more information on Mums Like Us or to follow you on social media, where can they go?
So I'm on Instagram at mums_like_us, Twitter mums_us, and the website is www.mumslikeus.org. And on Facebook, you just need to search Mums Like Us, a network for disabled mothers. But if you put Mums Like Us in, it will probably come up straight away.
Absolutely fantastic. Sally Darby, founder of Mums Like Us, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.